Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for...
Ladies and gentlemen,
I gotta tell what I feel.
Russ's rant.
Yeah, it's time for Russ's rant. And listen, I don't know what happened to the moral fiber of this country, but it's gone. It is gone. Tracy from Cincinnati, she's always sending me stuff and going, hey, this is going on, man, and it's a problem. And I'm like, well, it seemed like an isolated incident, so... You know, I won't talk about it. Then all of a sudden it starts to become more and more prominent. And like, it's like, hey, over in Cincinnati area, man, it's a snapshot of America. You know, but I want to start with this Trump evangelical advisor. Y'all remember her? Says that you don't need a flu shot.
Oh, yeah.
You just need Jesus.
Yep.
Come on, man. This is his advisor. You know, we have nuts that are sitting up there getting in this dude's head, and he's believing it.
Yeah.
This is crazy. And then the White House is giving cover to a woman beater. Did y'all hear about that?
Yeah.
The dude beat two wives, and they knew it, and they covered for it. Mm. Oh, you can keep your job. We're not going to tell anybody.
He's got so much integrity, they say.
What is going on? Yeah, he has integrity.
Wow.
What the hell? Oh, yeah. He beats her with a suit on and with an accent. It's unbelievable. I have no tolerance for any man that puts his hand on a woman. That's not a man. And you're going to give him a job, a high-profile job? But I got to, you know, Mason City, it's that suburb slightly outside of Cincinnati. You know, it started with, you know, this student video where they were just, like, spewing racial crap on a video, and you know, everybody got upset about it. A little bit later on, Mason City school teacher tells a student to you know, get on task or get lynched.
Wow.
Who says that to a student?
What?
Yeah. Kings High School. I don't know if you guys saw that. The teams were wearing racial jerseys. One that said Negro and one had on his back coon.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Mason City school teacher asked black students, can I touch your hair? Elder High School chants, they were chanting slurs. You know, the one kid was Asian on the opposing team. They were calling P.F. Chang.
Wow. Jeez.
And a black kid, they were saying, well, fair. But, Neil, listen. This is something that was taught and has come to prominence, and it's out there now.
It's being taught again.
And you can't just explain it away and say, I got a black friend. Like Donald Trump Jr. My dad had rappers talking about him.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Not positively.
Oh,
that makes a difference. But you know, I am sick and tired. I know you guys are of me telling you these stories. Because it is only a small group of racists that are out there. I don't want you guys to make a blanket statement in thinking all white people think like that, because they don't. But however, a lot of white people hear this stuff. Might be time for you to speak up. Because we said all we going to say.
Preach.
We're not going to say anything else. Maybe if you're around it and you hear it, check them. I don't want you to get in any fight, but check them from a educational position. Give them some facts, you know? But at the end of the day, we've got a president that is all about dividing. And all these folks feel like, I have a license to continue this craziness.
Yep.
I have a license to get out of here and call you the N-word and make fun of Asian people in a negative, derogatory way. It's not even fun. You know, it's unbelievable. So, listen, you know, all the folks, you know, I love the fact that everybody's been measured in the responses to some of these racial issues. But, you know, I know there's going to be some people that's going to want to, you know, do more. And I say, no, the best way to negate this stuff is you let people know it doesn't hurt you. You can't hurt me with that. Your ignorance is not something I'm going to celebrate by responding to it. Just not going to do it. That's my rant. Thank you, guys.